You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Isaiah 55, verses 1 to 3. Come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and he who has no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen diligently to me, and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear, that your soul may live, and I will make with you an everlasting covenant, my steadfast, sure love for David. Friends, God invites us to draw ourselves closer to him and hear his word that can truly satisfy us. One great thing about God is his constant invitation for all of us to find satisfaction in our lives. Isaiah 55 communicates it very clearly by using some images that can be best understood and realized by the people of Israel during that time. In verse 1, God says, "Come, everyone who thirsts and who has no money." This message is for those who are needy and are broke, people who are looking for water, but they can't pay for it. So the Lord is offering them not just water, but wine and milk for free, something more expensive and delightful to drink. In verse 2, God speaks to a different group of people. This group has money to buy bread and strength to labor, but they spend their resources to buy things that will not meet their needs. So the Lord is offering them good and rich food instead. These two verses are beautiful depictions that God's invitation is beneficial for all people regardless of their circumstances. He invites people in despair, the needy, and those who are self-sufficient and have wealth. The invitation is for everyone to come near him and listen to his word that brings great blessings according to God's everlasting covenant with David. Therefore, we should not desire the things of this world and should not invest in temporal things. Instead, we ought to seek the Lord and be faithful and obedient to his word. In this 40-day season, let us draw near to the Lord and immerse ourselves in God's word that guides us and leads us to eternal joy and fulfillment. So for our reflection today, I suggest that you ask yourself this question: what are the things that I should let go of and the things that I should start doing to help me listen to God's word diligently and apply his messages in my day-to-day life?
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.